Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
The new 105.5 WPHM rock and roll surrealist Robin Hitchcock has a new book out this week. It is a memoir written from his very original point of view. It centers on the years 1968 to 1978. It's called Stranded in the Future. Robin Hitchcock, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm alive. I'm here. I'm here in Nashville.
It is wonderful.
You're there in Detroit.
Yes, indeed. It is wonderful to talk to you. Your new book out this week, a memoir written from a very original point of view, Stranded in the Future. Do you feel like you're stranded in the future? Your real self is back in the past?
Oh, many pasts. It refers back to the first book I wrote, which was called 1967, How I Got There and Why I Never Left, which is me as a 13, 14-year-old discovering Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd, and how Stranded in the Future is about the 10 years after that, as I, you know, got further and further away from 1967, which I regard as the kind of Garden of Eden, you know, the Big Bang, the epicenter of our counterculture, classic rock, and so much. I'm really talking about being stranded that time as being stranded in the future.
Yeah.
How I feel now is another matter altogether. Really.
Maybe that'll be for another book. This book really centers on your teenage girlfriend and a seminal rock figure who we can assume is probably Syd Barrett. Tell us a little bit more about these two people and why they figure so prominently in your memory.
Well, for different reasons. You know, one was a musical hero, and the other one was a teenage sweetheart, if you like. But it was a relationship that never really worked out. And I thought I'd got free of it, and then I discovered I hadn't. And as I was starting to have a little bit of success in Britain, and the rock figure, yeah, it's based on Syd Barrett, but it isn't exactly Syd Barrett. So I didn't give him, you know, I wanted people to see things in slightly more abstract terms. But basically, I made both those people into mythological figures that gave me a kind of, that's the soil that nourished my songwriting, if you like. It's the compost that my songs grew out of emotionally, was my feelings about her and sort of about him. But also, I was also, you know, I was very, very influenced by him, and I sounded like him at points. Mm-hmm. So I felt that I was possessed by both people. I felt like I was using them for inspiration, if you like, but I felt they both had kind of taken over my soul emotionally. So it was a weird parasitic symbiosis, if you like.
We're talking with Robin Hitchcock. His new book is a memoir. It's called Stranded in the Future, focusing on the years when he was really getting into music. The breakout band, of course, the Soft Boys, took some time to get together. You were in a lot of bands before Soft Boys, though, weren't you?
Not really. They were just names I gave to the bands that we played at the folk club. And I had a band in art school which never had a name at all.
Hmm.
Each member of the band gave it a different name. I always refer to it as the Beatles in retrospect.
Uh-huh.
But actually, we only did a handful of gigs. So I didn't do anything professionally before the Soft Boys, but I certainly learned a lot, you know.
Have you enjoyed writing these books, and will you write more?
Yeah, I do, because I have a sort of bizarre insomnia, which is I'm usually awake between about 2:30 and 6 a.m. in the morning, and then I go back to sleep for a couple of hours, and I'm fine. So in that window, I write, you know, whatever it is I'm writing. It's to too early, too dark. I can't make a noise or anything, so I can't make phone calls or play music or anything. So I just sit there and write on my phone. So I am actually already embedded on a third book, yeah.
Wonderful. How is the process of writing books different from writing songs, and how is it similar?
It's similar in that it comes from the same part of the brain. There's no doubt about that, and the same goes for drawing and painting, which I also do. I think if you can do one, the chances are you can do a bunch of the others. It's different because it's a much more sustained artwork. You know, a song takes 3 or 4 minutes to listen to. I mean, you might spend months working on it, but the end result is very quick. Whereas a book, it takes a long time to write and a while to read, too. So you have to. But I think they both require revising and shaping and all the kind of less exciting things, you know. But I enjoy it. I like words, basically.
Well, and you're very good with them, no doubt about it, whether it's in song or in prose. You talk a bit in this book about, you know, what it was like, you know, finding yourself on stage. How did you sort of develop your stage patter, your stage presence?
Have you seen me live?
I have.
Have you seen? Oh, okay, right. Well, I think some of that comes from the folk clubs, actually, mm-hmm. because in Britain, the folk clubs, sometimes they have what you call open mic nights here. But you would have people who would go around the country and sing traditional songs or songs they wrote themselves in little rooms that might hold about 70 people. And a big part of that was actually talking before songs. And some people, most famously people like Billy Connolly, actually start, you know, they were folk mm-hmm. performers who became comedians because the chat took over. I think Billy Bragg did some time in the folk clubs. He's definitely got, you know, mm-hmm. Bill's shows, half of them are him talking. And he can be very funny and very persuasive. So I think it's a folk club tradition, probably.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you come through again. And we'll be reading the book in the meantime. Stranded in the Future, Robin Hitchcock, a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, a real favorite songwriter of mine, and that was a big treat to talk to Robin Hitchcock. His first book was called 1967, How I Got There and Why I Never Left. His new one, just out this week, focuses on the 10 years following 1967. It's called Stranded in the Future. The one and only Robin Hitchcock.